your soul. It's gonna do you in. Cause she's the witch.
It's the Glitter Bats this week on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios. High above UNR and all the spooky abandoned casinos. It's like a ghost town here. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez. Join me today is Patrick Starfish, Dogwater Dick in the back, and just my heart. These guys, the Glitter Bats.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Aw, I love you guys.
Aww. Love you, Nick.
I'll suck your dick later.
Oh, no need. Mrs. Ramirez takes care of that.
Mrs. Ramirez takes care of that.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Are we all trying to decide who's going to suck Nick's dick?
I never suck
Nick
dick.
Human.
I think I decided that about almost 10 years ago. So don't you worry about that. Don't worry about my dick. My old.
But before 10 years ago,
dick is the life.
He had him in both hands, baby.
Yeah, that's a different story.
So welcome to the Glitter Bats.
Starting off strong.
Yeah, let me just hand the hosting duties over to Patrick Starfish.
Yeah, so Nick, you're on double duty tonight. How's it feel?
Good. I like this band a lot, and we've been together 3 years now.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And it's been awesome. It's flew by too, no pun intended.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
I remember when Keith was like, "We really want to ask Nick to play in the band, but we're scared."
Yeah.
Good you times. Guys sound great. You guys sound like you guys have been together for a lot longer than that. It's
Thank
really
you.
Great. Yeah.
We mesh well.
I think I asked Rick at least like 3 or 4 times, just kind of hoping that he would like put the bug in Nick's ear and like make Nick be in our band.
And he'd say, it would be like, you think Nick would be in another band?
Hey Rick,
I would be like, no fucking way.
Do you know Nick Ramirez?
For fuck's sake, he's in like 10 bands. There's no way he's got time for your bullshit.
Yeah.
No, that was a blessing, dude. I was going crazy because
you only had four bands.
Two bands kept canceling. And things would happen, life and sick and whatever. And then all of a sudden, I'm not playing any drums that week. And I'm like, fuck, this makes me. I'm sure it's like for people who work out or whatever, and you don't get your workout in.
You feel like miss a day.
Yeah. You're like, what the fuck?
Fucking
you know?
Like,
so that was driving me insane. And then they had a Facebook post, and I was like, fuck yeah, pick me, you know? And they're like, come, oh, cool. Yeah, rad. Come do it with us. And I did it. And then, I thought I was auditioning, but they were like, no, you're in the band. And we wanted you. And I was like, oh, that's so fucking cool. And then the music they gave me was way more challenging than I was used to. So that was really good because like I progressed a little bit.
Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like you guys found each other.
Stretch goals.
Yep.
And I knew him from Murder Rock because I was a priest in the video.
That's right.
Yeah. And we interviewed him a couple times on the podcast at that point too.
Yeah.
And I worked with Chris and... So we're friendly, but now we're bros, dude.
Yep.
Big bro.
You're still intimidating to me. So there's that.
And you to me.
Oh, thanks, man.
I'm always wondering.
I'm always intimidated.
Does Keith really like me?
You wonder.
It's fucking hard to read.
You're like, he might just be being nice.
He's so nice.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Like,
he's nice to everybody.
But then that means like maybe he's like, fuck, I hate this person.
He's got a good poker face.
Why do we spend every Wednesday with him?
Every person in this house and then like 2 or 3 other people. Y'all are cool.
we are Keith's circle, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to be in the circle.
I'm a square.
Circle of trust.
Speaking of circle, can we do introductions? I know that you guys have been on before, but not.
Okay, everybody knows me. I'm the drummer. Go.
Yeah.
I'm Jared. I'm a guitar player.
I'm Chris. I also play guitar.
I'm Keith. I am a bass player.
I am John. I play the keytar.
I'm Freddie, and I am the vocalist.
Rick, Rad. Do you have something to say?
I'm Rick, and I record the things.
Yeah!
and I love it.
Very well.
Chris was in and then gone and then back in again.
Yes.
Yeah, he took a little hiatus.
He tried to leave, but we wouldn't let him.
No.
They pulled me back in. All because of Bowie.
Oh, yeah. He joined us for the Bowie show where we did all the Bowie covers.
Speaking of which.
Like, I love you guys.
Should we segue right into that song?
Segue.
Yeah, we can do a Bowie song if you want.
Fuck yeah. Nick, have you felt like you need to run down the stairs?
Yeah. I'll be right back.
It'd be hard for him to drum from upstairs.
He's been too relaxed for too long.
While Nick's running down the stairs.
Just slap on your thighs. Just
I also do want to say that the Glitter Bats here did a lovely cover of The Cure in the Patreon episode.
The Patreon episode!
Yeah, the Patreon episode was great.
Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. And yeah, and they...
I like to think they did it just for me. Give Rick and Patrick $5 and you can hear it.
Yep. We will send it to you. So.
No, the Patreon's been coming in clutch lately, dude. We're getting like private parties and fucking
dude, and it's
top
it's,
floor suites and limousines and shit.
Sometimes the best song and the best song and the funniest part of the show is the Patreon episode.
I was dishing out some juicy secrets in the Patreon.
Should we get a worst little podcast coin? Can we get like a worst little podcast cryptocurrency?
Commemorative? Yes.
Worst little currency?
Dog coin.
The worst little currency.
Worst little crypto.
Dick coin.
This coin ain't worth dick. That's what it says on it.
I like it.
Costs more to make than it does to do anything else.
Just like pennies and nickels.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rick, I had another idea for you too. If we just buy like, or not even buy, just go get empty bottles and maybe make some cool label or stickers or something that just say dog H2O on them and then just sell bottles of dog water.
Dog water?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, yes. Should it be like, see, I want to make it actual dog water.
Not for human That's consumption, probably, only for dogs. But it, for actually, dogs. Humans could eat it because you don't want to give dogs bad water.
Well, or you could think we give actual better water to the dogs than we do to people.
Yeah.
Dogs triple deserve filtered. It more.
Right. I think that's a great idea to sell it. I wonder, we got to look into what would it cost to have our own labels put on bottled water.
You guys definitely need more merch. Like, right. Yeah. Get on. You guys, step up your merch game.
I was going to just ignore this the whole show and not tell the audience, but we gave the dog a brand new squeaky toy right before the show. And she,
really?
And she didn't play
you
with
don't
it
say.
Very much the whole time we were setting up. And then the moment I hit record, she just started going fucking batshit tweaker on that.
I think you need to clip one of those lav mics onto her collar. And,
so we can get
it. That would be great.
Yeah.
That's me. I stepped on it. I'm sorry.
I mean, if you could just step on it like in sync with the music, that
gives
us
kind of an experimental sound. I like it.
Yes.
The glitter squeaks.
The squeaky bats.
You guys ever think about why dogs like shoot squeaky toys?
I think it's because it sounds like murder.
Yeah, it makes them. It's more fun to bite into something when it screams.
Mm-hmm. Is that really what it is?
Yeah, I learned that.
Yeah, it's instinctual. They're killing something in their head. Real. You know what I mean? They're like shaking a rabbit to death.
And it just, and it just keeps
that's
squeaking,
dark.
Just like, die! Die already! And it just keeps squeaking, and it just never dies. Never
but the thing that made me buy the squeaky toy is that we were talking to Fee, who we all know, over the like
Hi,
last,
Fee, we love
last,
you.
Oh, I saw Fee over the Thursday night. And we hung out a little bit. I'm sorry. And then we hung out a little bit and Fee said that every night when she comes home, Mercury, Fee's dog, like holds up the squeaky toy and uses it to speak.
Huh. Oh, how fun.
Like squeeze. And I thought, that would give the dog a voice, you know?
Mercury's
to be able
a cool
to,
name for a dog.
It's Mercury's Morse, and Mercury. Morse code.
Exactly. Like, I love you. Mercury is a massive dog with a head the size of a dinner plate.
Hell yeah.
So,
I mean, dinner plates come in different sizes, so.
That's true.
That's kind of hard to gauge.
We forgot to introduce John.
No, John said.
He said.
I remember only because I was watching all the mics go up and down just to ensure that I plugged them all in right.
All right, just making sure.
Hey,
hi, John.
Hi there.
John, how are
you? We love you.
I love you too.
Another interesting thing about the show is that there are no hosts in the normal room. It's just bats in there.
Weird.
Yeah.
So we have no fucking idea what's going on.
No adult supervision in here.
Yeah. There's also no pants in this room.
Yeah, there could be no pants.
Serious guano.
They could be doing all sorts of shit in there.
Jared peed out the window earlier.
And
see, that's what I'm talking about.
Shout out to Kim and Chewy. We miss you.
Yeah.
Fucking be right.
Love you guys.
They were almost here tonight, and then it didn't work out.
They were like, oh, the glitter bats are on? Fuck those guys.
Fuck again.
Yeah. Fuck.
They're probably going to do a Bowie song or something.
Yeah.
For bunch of sake.
Speaking of, yeah, you guys got that Bowie song?
Oh, shit.
We do a Bowie song?
Who the fuck is David Bowie? Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys, I know that, I'm sure I mentioned this on the podcast before, how I thought that Depeche Mode is who originally did Route 66. I also thought that Bauhaus was the originator of that song. I only knew the Bauhaus version. And then when I first heard Bowie's, I'm like, this is kind of mellow. And then somebody back in the day told me that there was a rumor that the way that Bauhaus was able to cover that is that Peter Murphy and David Bowie slept together.
Fuck yeah.
And that
we can only hope.
And then my gay mind pictures the two of them in the early 80s. Imagine that, first of all. And then the second thing I think of is which one tops.
Bowie.
Bowie's got a top, right?
Yeah. I think Bowie, man.
Every once in a while, though, it's what you're into. And that, I don't know what Bowie was into. So if anybody read his biography or something and knows what he liked.
Well, who topped with Mick and David?
Oh, my God.
I feel Bowie.
God, it does seem like it should always be Bowie, doesn't it? But then a lot of times with a gay couple, you'll think that it's one guy and it's always the other guy.
Yeah. I could see like Bowie having a very large personality, but then in the bedroom, he's just like...
Very large.
Use me.
Like, right, right. Like just, total submissive.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, man. Bowie's just got that energy. I feel like
he does.
But no, I hate that dude. One of my favorite songs is Jet Airliner by the Steve Miller Band for years. And then I found out it's a fucking cover.
God damn it.
Yeah.
What? Isn't that the worst?
No, that's not a cover. Sorry,
no, it 100% is a cover.
Big
dude.
Old Jet had a light on.
Yeah. I thought it was Bingo Jet had a light on.
Look that
Big old Jet had a light on.
I thought Steve Miller wrote that.
No. Dude, I know. I'm sorry to say. I was shocked.
Huh.
Well, it fucked all of us up when we found out that all the songs by the Mummies are covers. I thought those were all songs they wrote.
My childhood is ruined.
I know.
Childhood? What's that?
Aw. That was like the saddest comment I heard all night.
Deep.
Wow, Jared. Way to kill it.
Just kidding. Hey, let's go around the room. What was your best costume growing up? And we'll start with
Nick.
We'll start with me. I was Gandalf in fourth grade, and they took my picture for the South Tahoe Tribune. So that was pretty cool.
Have you been Gandalf recently? I feel like you could pull it off with the hair.
Oh, man, I'd be a rad Gandalf now.
You'd be a great Gandalf, yeah.
I had to, like, put a beard on and fake white hair and shit. I was, like, 11 or something, 10 or 11. Hey, so what's one of your favorite costumes, Patrick Starfish? What'd you do?
You know, I didn't really have that many great costumes.
Were you raised Jehovah's Witness?
I was not raised Jehovah's Witness. They just dressed me up as a cow a bunch of times.
Moo. Wait, like the whole cow or like half the cow?
Moo.
No, like a whole cow. Like I had an udder and everything.
Moo.
Okay.
He's a calf.
Yeah, I guess that was a calf. Yeah, that was that. In retrospect, I liked being a calf. That was fun.
Nice.
It's a carefree life.
It is, yeah.
Moo.
Just grazing, you know.
Until they come with the bolt gun.
What about you, Keith?
Me?
Yeah.
Fuck. When was I a child? One year I wanted to be a dead soldier, so I got, like, you know, all the camo uniform, whatever bullshit. Mm-hmm. Then I painted my face white and I filled it like a bottle cap with fake blood. Mm-hmm. And put it on my forehead like I got shot in the face. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really clever, but for some reason, like, none of the adults whose houses I visited were really into it.
God, like, if you knocked on the door, somebody who was, like, had PTSD from being in the military, that would just, like,
you know, I never
be such a downer.
I never even considered that until right now. So, okay, now I feel really guilty about that one. Sorry to all those people.
Aww.
Maybe maybe the soldier you were being was a real dickhead.
Probably. Have you met me?
You guys, the VFW is actually huge sponsors of this podcast. We need to be cool about
Sorry. That. Kudos to the VFW.
Yeah.
Yeah, same with Spirit Halloween, so don't say anything about costumes.
Don't say anything bad about Spirit Halloween.
Spirit Halloween's costumes are subpar.
Yeah, and Freddie, what about you? Were you like always Halloween nuts?
Yep. It's been my thing ever since I was a kid. But I've answered this question on the show before because I've been on 1,500 times.
What's the worst costume you've ever had?
Oh, that doesn't exist.
Is there
a soldier who got shot in the face?
No, what I will share is one year I was Peter Criss from Kiss. But in the 80s, when no one knew who Peter Criss was because he wasn't in the band anymore and they'd already taken their makeup off. So I was Peter Criss in like 1982. Five, and he'd left the band in like 79, 80, and I just remember a lot of kids were like, what are you? and I wore this like vest, because that's all, you know, either Peter either wore a vest or something, or his bandoleros or whatever, and so I wore this vest and I froze my ass off, so nobody knew who the fuck I was. I froze my ass off. I probably got sick, and yeah, that was. I guess that might have been my worst one, but it sure made me happy as a kid. But
hell yeah.
And now you've got the story to tell.
You know, I also took Paul Stanley's solo album to Show and Tell when I was five, and all the kids were like, "Who? What? What is this?"
That's rad. How cool, Chris! You're up.
I was my favorite. My mom always did the makeup, and my favorite was Ace Frehley from Kiss. R.I.P.
Yeah. R.I.P. Ace.
Yeah. And didn't have the actual costume. I think I remember just wearing a long black T-shirt. But I had a wig and my mom did the makeup. And he was always my favorite. And yeah, that was a fond memory. But I also had like your standard mask and smock off-the-shelf costume. I think I had the Wolfman one time. I remember that one. And another time I was a little ghoul. I'll post a picture on Facebook tomorrow. I still have that picture. I was 8 years old, my mom, and it looks like the Crimson Ghost.
So the both of you guys dressed up as members of KISS as children, and now you're in a band together?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was meant to be.
That's awesome.
You almost slept in the same bed that one time?
I had a cat named Peter Chris.
Well, fuck, if it was a KISS concert, they might have. You know what I mean?
Did you guys kiss at the KISS concert?
Would have set the mood better, I guess.
What about John?
Oh, well, in fourth grade, I wanted to go as a hamster. So I added my mom's sew pillowcases into the cheeks of my costume so I could just grab candy and shove it into my cheeks. But then I got a little greedy and it started to get really, really heavy and the face started distorting until I was like a hamster who had just seen the Ark of the Covenant.
That is a very good reference.
What about you, Jared?
I forget. I was like three. I forget if I was Leonardo or Raphael, but I was a Ninja Turtle.
How do you not know?
I don't remember.
It was only like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I was.
Hey, he's our elder.
I am. Yeah, respect your fucking elders, fucker. And then for like fourth or fifth grade, I was Mario.
So ooh, that's nice. It was anybody Luigi with you?
No, I just wanted to be Mario.
I could see you as Mario.
Yeah,
I'll be your Luigi.
Thanks, Keith.
I could see that too.
Rick, I'd rather you be my Yoshi so I can ride you.
Did you go, Rick?
The one that's coming to mind right now is my mom did a really good vampire, and that year my sister, I think that year, if I'm correct, my sister was like a devil. Like we're like the red outfit and the little pitchfork.
Hell yeah.
And mustache, little thin mustache.
I think so, but I could be miss. I know I've got a photograph of this somewhere.
Post it.
Right? Post it. So, yeah, I know it was like that. That's the one that I'm thinking of. I know what, like there was other times when like I was like, you know, like one time I was Peter Pan kind of. No, it was Peter Pan. It was Robin Hood. But now looking back on it, I think it just looked gay. But my mom did a great job on the outfit. It wasn't her fault. It was me.
So it was supposed to be Robin Hood.
So it was your fault.
Looked more right. Like Peter
it
Pan.
Would look gay anyways.
Right. It doesn't matter what I was.
One year I tried to go as Link.
Foreshadowing.
And everybody was like, oh, it's Peter Pan. Oh, it's Robin Hood.
Well, who were you being?
Link from Zelda.
Oh, right.
I think I just realized that Peter Pan and Robin Hood were two separate people.
If y'all want to see what will be my best Halloween costume, you should come to our show on Friday.
Yes. Ooh. Big Halloween
good
show.
Good plug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're Glitter Bats, Hired Fun, and Burning Harvest. At
Alturas.
The Alturas Cellar, the cellar with Dennis.
I love you, Dennis.
Halloween.
There's a costume contest. Maybe a vampire or a Gandalf. Somebody will win.
Possibly a short set by Candy Apples, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yes.
A mini set.
Yeah, only you listeners will know that. That's a treat for people coming out, but not for you listeners. You'll be
it's a secret.
No surprise for you this Friday.
Mm-hmm. True.
Come and join us. We're going to have
gonna
fun.
Shred it, dude.
Eat all my kids' candy.
It's fucking amazing.
I found the picture of me as a vampire. And my sister, and she is a devil. And it's a plastic mask devil and a little pitchfork.
I want to see
can you,
you tell
that
my mom
me?
Wasn't like Crazy Christian
a red
or something.
Cape.
Rick, can you text that to me, please?
I don't. It's on my main computer. I will try.
Okay, thank you. Love you.
I like how a podcast is the perfect medium for this moment.
Everyone describe in excruciating detail
can we post
your childhood costume.
Can we post it in the show notes?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
It's interesting because Rick actually looks like Frankenstein dressed up as Dracula.
Nice. I wish that I would have parted the cape a Frankula. Little bit so you could see the outfit I'm wearing underneath it. It's just all, I'm all cape, you guys. And that's how people think of me nowadays, too. I'm all cape.
That Rick, he's
that
all
would
cape.
Be a good costume, like a Frankenstein Dracula hybrid, where it's like the cape and the fangs, but you also got the bolts in the neck and a scar, you know, across your forehead.
With nothing
Fracula,
the cape.
We're calling it.
So is that like Frankenpire or like.
Yeah. Like
Vampenstein.
Frankenstein got bit by a vampire. That's crazy.
Or a Fracula. Vampire got bit by Frankenstein.
Did you say Fracula.
Guys, we're changing Frankula. Band name.
No, we're just going to start another band.
Fracula.
Song's called Frankula.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Every in the group's a mashup. One guy's a Wolfman mummy, and
I love it.
That sounds like a warm costume. I'll do the brand of that one.
On Friday, I'm going to be a combination vampire and invisible man.
Drummers are always the invisible man.
Yeah. Poor Nick.
That's right.
Sorry, Nick.
The most photogenic, but never seen.
That's by design, man. I'm like, put me in the back. I'm sick of being up in the front.
Yeah, you've got one shoe in just about every photo.
Should we do another song?
That sounds like great.
Yeah, what do you guys got?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Should we do Reptile?
Sure. Ooh, okay.
I think I know that one.
Is this a church?
Shut up.
Dangerous to keep, too feeble to let go.
fade out.
Nice.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Pain.
So, you guys have any Halloween candies that just don't make sense to you?
I mean, like Necco wafers.
I like all the gross ones. You name
you
it.
You like Whoppers?
I like it. Yep.
Oh, Whoppers God. Fucking suck.
Love them.
I don't mind Whoppers. Love them. Keith likes licorice, black licorice.
I like that too.
What about Almond Joys? Yeah,
I love them. I mean, it's not bad. I wouldn't buy it, but I'd eat it.
I buy Almond Joys almost weekly, and I stuff them into Hostess cupcakes, yeah. Or if better, Entenmann's. If you get the Entenmann's, even better.
But wait, what the hell is
you
that?
You stuff them inside? Do you microwave them?
Are you putting these Almond Joys?
You stuff the little bite-sized ones, or half a cupcake. One. You stuff one inside the cupcake, and it tastes like German chocolate cake. So fucking good.
You remember in the 80s, they're always like red wax lips mixed in with the Halloween candy?
What was that? And as a kid, I chewed it up, and it became
totally edible.
I never knew if it was supposed to be candy or not.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to swallow it.
No, but it would be like crinkly, like you were chewing on lipstick or something.
Yeah. They had those bottles, like soda bottles too, like little.
And they had yummy stuff inside, and then you could chew the gross outside part if you wanted.
Yeah, they weren't good, but we still ate it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Dude, that was weird. Candy cigarettes.
I'm old enough to remember candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Bubblegum cigars.
I was addicted.
Bubblegum cigars, yeah.
I'm trying to think.
And I switched to real cigarettes after that.
I'm trying to think of
they weren't as good, though.
I'm trying to think of, like, if I was a kid trick-or-treating, what would piss me off if I got it?
Apples.
Apples, I think. Yeah. Or
that one asshole that always gives you, like, a toothbrush or something.
Always the toothbrush guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes in a bag with floss.
I sort of don't go to the like getting, house. Like, Hubba Bubba. You know, like the bubblegum shit. I was like, give me my fucking like Crunch Bars or like Sour
Patch
Kids.
I want my money back.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And later they give
I
you,
want
like,
a refund for the money
pennies.
I spent on this costume.
Popcorn balls were actually pretty good.
Yeah. Ooh, can't do that
weird.
No more.
My mom wouldn't let me eat them back then either.
Right. Yeah.
It was still like some old lady's hand was all over this. You don't want
unless
like
it was that. Somebody in the neighborhood that my parents knew that did that.
Wait, what's up with the popcorn balls?
It's like a potluck at work. You don't actually know who made it.
Right.
Man, I don't want to shit my pants for a popcorn ball.
Right.
We had a potluck at our job, and one of the things tasted like dish soap. Ew. And I was like, did it have the thing?
What's
good.
That stuff called? Cilantro. Did it have cilantro in it?
No, it was just, I don't want to say what it was because I feel bad.
Yeah, they listen.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Rick, do you have that cilantro gene where cilantro
yes,
tastes like
but,
to you?
But huh. Unlike my beet gene, because my beet gene is strong.
Yeah, it is.
My cilantro gene, I've kind of overcome. Like to where it doesn't bug me that
you
I like
just
it
muscled
now.
Through
no now and now I like it now I kind of like it but it does taste like some weird soapy turpentine to me but now it's also without it seems barren.
Huh. Best. You guys remember that fad like 10 years ago where they had the packs of jelly beans where half of them were delicious and then half of them were absolutely wretched on purpose?
Yeah, yeah, they were called it was gonna be like lime or vomit.
What were they called?
Right. Bean boozled.
Bean boozled.
Bean boozled, thank you.
Those are fun.
And they would be the same color. So you and you know, all of them were fun and tolerable except for vomit. Yeah. Vomit was the fucking grossest. Like you couldn't even chew it up and swallow it on a dare. It was just, they did such a good job making a puke jelly bean. Yeah.
Industrial society and its consequences.
How about
what
Boston
a time to be
baked
alive.
Beans? Anyone remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Baked
oh, yeah.
Beans.
Those weren't bad.
I think
they
still
make
just candy-coated nuts.
Mm-hmm. I got some candy-coated nuts. Like
say nuts. It again with feeling.
Candy-coated nuts.
yeah.
What kind of candy coating? Like, what's the flavor?
Just
it's like
sugar.
Crunchy
sugar.
Red.
Oddly, it's nut flavored candy.
It tastes like
on
beans.
Nuts.
It doesn't taste like beans. I thought it was just. Does it taste like beans?
No, they're just nuts.
It tastes
covered
like,
in
like red nuts. Red candy, like almost like the outside of M&M's.
Kind of, yeah.
Like that's you know something
no
like
chocolate
that.
Though.
Right, just the outside.
Right,
going around nuts instead of chocolate. I have a quiz question that I kind of want to throw out there that I've never asked before.
Cool.
Do hell it. Yeah.
Okay.
Rick, I'm punching the toddler.
And this is... Everybody always takes that.
Obviously.
I bet most people wouldn't actually
do
that.
Oh, and I want to die in the vacuum of space. Proceed, sorry.
Oh, okay, correct. Everybody, one time around the room, would you rather be a member of Heaven's Gate or Jonestown?
Oh, this is so fucking hard. Go on.
Damn. Wait a minute. It's not funny to make a joke about Jonestown Massacre. You know why?
Why?
Punchline's too long.
Okay, I could start because this is a no-brainer for me.
Okay.
I fucking get me in Southern California with a pair of those Nikes, dude. I'm Heaven's Gate.
Those are
all
some
the fucking
kicks.
Ways.
Super
dude.
Down for the shoes.
Dude,
I get
give
that.
Me the fucking
okay.
Shoes, and I will kill myself anywhere.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And their manner. Okay. I don't want to skew the ranking. So okay, who's next?
I'm going with Jonestown because some of those people survived. I'm gonna be one of them.
I had the same thought. I'm with okay. Nick.
All right.
I like Kool-Aid.
Got a ticket to Jonestown.
Yeah,
that song is so badass.
I'm going Jonestown, but that's only because I really like Flavor Aid.
Yeah,
I'm just like, I know I shouldn't, but it's so good.
God, it's so sad the Kool-Aid got the bad rap and it wasn't even Kool-Aid.
Okay,
Kool-Aid.
Well, you guys could enjoy your life on Earth with your Kool-Aid.
Flavor Aid.
I'm on a fucking comet.
Yeah, me and Patrick are cruising the stars with our cool
shoes. Oh, you're
shoes.
Going, you're yeah. Going Heaven's Gate also?
Yeah, you know
okay,
what?
Who else?
Yeah.
I couldn't do Heaven's Gate. I couldn't do the outfit. And Jonestown, that's Guyana. That's right. It's like South America.
Ooh, actually, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
I've never been to South America. That'd be cool.
Is that, do we hit everybody? John, did you go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jonestown, Jared? Just because I like Kool-Aid or flavored, whatever the fuck. Give me that flavored water, man.
Well, actually, with flavored Jonestown, not all of them died from poisoning. Some of them just got shot. So, yep. Like, mm-hmm. That's a slightly less right. Bad way to go, I think.
You can shoot me as long as I get my flavored first.
Yeah, would I rather be shot in the chest or drink fucking... It was strychnine, right?
I think I'd rather get shot.
Yeah. I kind of think so, too. Isn't that crazy?
Strychnine!
Yeah, just depends. Make it fast. Get it over. How accurate the shot
but,
is.
But I mean, the
yeah,
death.
That's true.
Yeah,
I love how in this whole thing, nobody even mentioned the castration.
Wait,
which one of them did the castration?
Oh, Heaven's Gate. They were all castrated.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, Freddie, I'll see you in Guyana.
I thought it was yeah.
Okay, that would be useful for backing vocals.
In outer space?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm not using them anyways. It's not like I'm using
them. No, remember, castration is
balls
only.
If it could make me sing higher, I would lose them in a second.
That's fair.
If I could hit, like, Rob Halford notes. What the fuck do I need my balls for? I don't know. What the fuck?
That's a good
hanging there doing nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. This is just a quick fun fact for the listener. The Heaven's Gate website is still up, and it looks exactly the way it looked the day we died. Straight up, it's a 30-year-old website. It looks exactly what you'd imagine.
Who's
website.
Still supporting yeah. That? Like,
no,
someone's
got to
be doing
they,
maintenance, right?
No, they left two people specifically to maintain the website.
Oh, so just like
oh, change your answer. You would have been one of the people that kept,
people
the,
left. Yeah.
Kept the website.
I want to like, be the Heaven's Gate webmaster.
Yes.
I hope that just through the grapevine they hear this episode. They were like, "Oh, someone appreciates us. Thank
if
you."
If you were the two,
it was all worth
Heaven
it.
Gate, please reach out. Please come on the show.
Keith, can you be
join our Patreon?
Can you be the customer service representative?
Thank you for calling Heaven's Gate.
No, I'm sorry, sir. There are no refunds.
No, sir. The website. The website says like we'll mail you some tapes, and you can make copies. Just send us the tapes back.
Wow.
So
they want their tapes back.
They want the tapes back.
It's hard to find tapes these days.
Top is.
Okay, thanks you guys. That was a Halloween miracle for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
How about what is your favorite scary movie? Let's start with Rick.
I would have to say, because I'm not super into scary movies, but honestly, the classic original first Poltergeist. That scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. It still scares me now today, but it's also just a great movie from beginning to end.
Good one. Love it.
Yep. Solid.
What about Freddy?
Like scary movies. So you mean like movies that actually like scared me or just.
Yeah. Like if somebody said, "Hey, Freddy, what's a good scary movie? What's first one you'd."
You know, I was just talking about this. Ju-on the Grudge, the original Grudge.
Japanese one.
Yeah. There's some moments in there
that, like, I was a seasoned, like, horror watcher by the time I got to that movie, and I was just like, damn, this is kind of fucking creeping me out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it breaks some rules. It does, like, in horror movie rules where you're like, oh, well, you know, obviously this is going to happen, and, like, that's not what happens, and it pulls the rug out under you, and it's got some moments. I think that would be my answer, I guess.
The Grudge.
Not the remake. That fucking sucked.
Yeah, I'm going to go recent with mine. I'm going to go with The Substance. Because I don't want to just be scared for 2 hours. The Substance, it takes you through scared and aroused and revolted and depressed.
Has everybody seen that?
I haven't seen it yet, but I think I'm sold now.
It just came on a streaming show. I think it just came on HBO.
HBO. Yeah.
So good.
I might watch it when I get home. That sounds good.
Yeah, good. Do you guys know Tusk?
Yeah, I love that movie.
The Fleetwood Mac album?
The movie.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, yeah. It's more fucked up than that, I think, The Substance. It fucked me up more than Tusk, which is pretty good.
Did Tusk fuck you up?
Well, I mean, the first time I saw it, I was like, whoa! I kind of knew what was going to happen, though, because I was a podcast listener when they were dreaming it up and everything. So, but then to see it actually was like, oh, wow, that is horrifying.
I showed my roommate that movie, like, when we were, like, in eighth grade or whatever. Uh-huh. And he was like, never show this to me ever again.
Yeah, I kind of felt like Tusk was just too many people saying yes. Nobody was like, hey, Kevin, maybe we'll like dial it back a smidge.
That's what I love about it. He's free. He's totally free.
That movie is fucking perfect in every way.
Well, he did do a campaign where he's like, walrus yes or walrus no. And the yeses won, so he made the movie.
I can think of a lot more movies that disturbed me than actually scared me. Movies that disturbed me, they're like, yeah, I'll never watch that again. I mean, it was good, but I'll never watch that again. Like Martyrs or... there's several like that.
No, I know what you're talking about. Bring Her Back came out this year.
Oh, Human Centipede?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really only need to watch that once. Or not need.
Honestly, with the Human Centipede, you just need somebody to tell you what the movie is in like 15 seconds, and then watching it is pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, pretty much what they said.
I'll go with John Carpenter's The Thing, because that was the first movie.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's just one of the best horror movies of all time.
That was going to be my answer.
Damn.
That was the first movie that scared me in the theater. Somehow I got in when I was 8 years old. Even my grandma and my mom snuck me in. And the scene where they did the test with the little...
The blood in the Petri dish?
Yeah. Blood in the Petri dish.
Yeah. Spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen it yet.
I was scared shitless, man, in the theater.
Fucking amazing movie. I actually just found out that the scientists in Antarctica on McMurdo Station, when they stay, the staying over winter is a big fucking deal because it's dark all the time, it's cold, everyone leaves. But the people that stay, they have a midwinter feast, and I just found out that they watch that movie every year.
That's pretty ballsy.
So since you took The Thing, I'll say the one I have the most fun watching is probably Scream.
I just rewatched that one. It's great.
It's so good.
There was one they used to show on ABC on like Friday, Saturday nights, and it was called Let's Scare Jessica to Death.
Oh, that was a good one. Oh,
that's a classic.
Yeah, I like that one. It was so creepy as a little kid. And I remember liking the feeling, but not liking the feeling simultaneously.
Right.
Yeah.
Relatable.
Did everybody go?
Yep, we all left.
Okay. Yep. Just for movies that like actually scared me, The Exorcist is a special one, like the original one.
Yes.
The book sucked. It was fucking god awful. But yeah, like my mom loved horror films, so I saw The Exorcist when I was probably way too young for it. So it's kind of sentimental. But like horror films in general, I might say the first three Halloween movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, even the third one.
I love the third one.
The third one is the one I remember the most from childhood. Yeah, that freaked me out. When they're trapped in that room and they do the run through of that scared me so bad when I was a kid.
So underrated.
And them trying to like get out the windows with the curtains on them, but it's just a solid wall. Oh God.
Oh, yeah. If you want a Michael Myers film, like obviously you're gonna be disappointed. But if you just want like a good 80s Halloween horror flick,
and it's got everything. It's got the evil corporation. Yes. It's got like
witchcraft.
Like, if you want Michael Myers, there's 20 other fucking Halloween featuring him.
So but there's only one Halloween 3.
It's Michael Myers. Right.
Oh, my Halloween God. And the hurry up, it's Halloween. Yep. Halloween,
that's so great. Yes. For the third one, they
it's
wanted to.
Time, kids.
Yeah, they had this idea that they were just going to turn Halloween into like a franchise of films. Right. So they did the third one having nothing to do with Michael Myers. And everyone was like, what the fuck is this? So they're like, okay, I guess we'll go back to Michael Myers and.
Yeah, we didn't make any money.
And then the franchise sucked ever since.
Yeah. There was one that came out, I want to say it was like 2017, 2018-ish, that kind of revived it.
Was that the Rob Zombie one?
I enjoyed the Rob Zombie one. The Rob Zombie
I liked
the
Rob
recent
Zombie
three.
Ones too.
The recent three.
God, I didn't even know that they made those.
Halloween Kills and Halloween something.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two most recent ones I didn't like.
Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, that first movie was really fucking good, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I did see that.
Clutch. But yeah, the first three.
And then I saw Halloween Kills, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
No Shining representation on this podcast. Interesting.
That's one of my favorites.
One of my favorites, too. Yeah.
But I think this the Dr. Sleep is such a
good
movie.
Just saw that for the first time a couple days ago.
Fuck, I love that movie so hard. That made me hate that actress. Every time I see her now, I'm just like, I hope you fucking die.
That's when you know it's a good one.
Yeah, she played it well, because I hate her.
She's a good actress, man.
I just feel like the true horror of The Shining is thinking about what Shelley Duvall went through during the filming.
Yeah.
Worse than anything in the movie.
That's key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's truly just.
It's the best performance of her career, though.
She was pretty great in Popeye, dude. Don't take that away from her.
She's at her wit's end, dude.
She was made for Popeye, I'll give you that. She looks like olive oil.
Freddie mentioned it earlier, but I think mine is actually Martyrs.
What is it?
Martyrs.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It's fucked up.
The original French one, not the remake, right?
The original French one, but I have the dubbed one on my computer because I can't speak French or read it. But
good. Lame.
I know. But it's just, it had an effect on me, man. It's super good. It's one of those that's really fucked up, but it's also really, really good, too, I think.
It's incredible. It's an incredible movie.
It's a tough watch, though, for sure.
I've seen like the Serbian film. It's like
that one's less good.
Really well done. It's a well made movie, but good God, just
I know.
The subject matter. I just don't.
I just saw one this year where like as soon as the credit rolled, I just said to who I saw the movie with, I'm like, let's just get the fuck out of here. Let's go.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, it was good, but I'm like, I don't need to go back to that.
I saw Weapons the other day. Anybody watch that?
Great.
Yeah.
So
yep. That was fun.
Probably, my movie of the year.
That and Sinners was good, too. I love
Sinners. Sinners was good, too.
Yeah.
Sinners soundtracks.
Yeah, that one's good. Rick, have you seen Sinners?
No, but I watched a little bit of the beginning. Carlos had it on, and I was like, what is this? And he said, that's what it was. And I said, all my friends are fucking talking about this movie. I need to watch it. It's but really I just good. Don't like being stressed out.
But it's cool.
But I've been watching the fucking Ed Gein show lately, and that's been fun.
The Ed Gein show is probably more stressful.
Oh my God! It's I've never seen so many like shots of a hot man that don't make me horny.
Sinners is kind of fun. It's visual. The cinematography is like better than any horror movie deserves. It's just.
I love the connection to the blues.
Yeah, the music is great.
It's fun.
Okay, so I really got to see this.
For sure.
So it is a little more
Robert Rodriguez movie.
Yeah.
That would be my horror movie.
It's fun, like From Dusk Till Dawn is fun.
You know what I mean? Dude, before I saw it, Chris was saying it's vibe-wise, Chris said it was sort of like From Dusk Till Dawn meets Oh Brother, We're Out There. And I was like,
oh,
what
wow.
the fuck does that mean? Chris, you're crazy.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
and then Emily and I went to see it, and I was like, that's exactly right. It's 100% Dusk Till Dawn meets Brother, We're Out There.
Okay, I'm a little more sold now.
That's a good.
Rick, we'll get together.
And you throw
like
in old jazz,
night.
And okay, I'm there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That sounds great.
That's funny.
What else is going on, you guys?
Just our show.
Come to the Halloween show.
At Ultras?
At Ultras.
Yep.
Dennis.
Hired Fun. Burning Harvest.
Hired Fun. Burning
You'll
Harvest.
Never guess what Jarrett's costume is going to be.
Burning Harvest is at the studio the whole weekend recording stuff, so that was
hella
fun.
Hell yeah.
I got to spend a lot of hours with
that. All right, listeners, so what you're going to do is you're going to come to Rick's house for pumpkin carving tonight, and then you're going to go to Ultras.
On Friday.
On Friday.
Bats.
Yes.
Hired Fun. Burning Harvest.
Dude, I love your fucking very wide, fucking deep ass voice.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it great?
So good.
And but the cool thing is that he doesn't just sound like that. He also says smart, funny things.
That is a dangerous combination.
I know.
Say a smart, funny thing right now.
Do it.
I can't. I'm nervous.
That was both smart and funny.
You'll never find.
That's an honest answer, and that's the wisest answer right there.
Well, fuck, thank you guys. For everybody who came in, Patrick and Rick, and both everybody who couldn't make it.
Everybody came.
Chewbacca and Kim, and for the people who used to come in, like Rory.
Resistance.
I'm saying life is short. Go out and trick or treat. I don't care how old you are.
Amen.
Amen. Let's do two songs, Glitter Bats. Get the out of here.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Garden in the